tropical.
Get up every morning with the breakfast bunch. You're gonna rise and shine with your Captain Crunch. Cause DJ 105 is the best in the nation. It's the number one hit music station. When I hear my favorite music, gonna call them on the phone. If I'm driving in the ride or sitting in the home, checking out the store, so finding me some means of winning me some money for a new pair of shoes. Gonna wake up, gonna get up. Gonna wake up, gonna get up.
Cause every day's a party.
DJ 105.
The Breakfast Bunch on DJ 105, Alan Spector along with Karen Sheldon and Terry Fox. We're going to be hearing from our friend Bill Cross from out in San Francisco as we play the world's first bi-coastal contest. Also coming up, the DJ 105 Free Money Song of the Day. Stay tuned. DJ 105 and the Breakfast Bunch, good morning.
What's that time, Terry?
7:05. Yeah, Terry Fox here, kind of filling in for Bill Cross, providing an extra set of hands for Karen Sheldon and myself, Alan Spector. Watch it, Terry.
Watch it with those hands.
Okay. That extra set of hands. I almost completely forgot about Eric Holliday out there in that DJ 105 rolling box office.
Eric is that kind of guy.
Somewhere on Colonial Drive. There were rumors earlier he was at Fashion Square.
He's somewhere.
Let's see where Eric is now.
Good morning. This is Eric Holliday in the DJ 105 rolling box office.
Yeah.
Peaches, Records, and Tapes on East Colonial. And I've got about 10 more passes to the movie called Baby Boom.
He's at Peaches.
So come on down. I've been bombarded with Navy personnel this morning, but there's still some time for you to come on down on your way to work or what have you and pick up your free passes for the movie called Baby Boom, which premieres tomorrow night at the Fashion Square Cinema. For BJ 105 Rolling Box Office, this is Eric Holliday. Back to you, Terry.
All right. And let's check with Karen and see how that fog is hanging out this morning.
Well, it's still out there. It's not as heavy as it might have been, though. It's light patches of fog.
Good.
It'll burn off, though, and then we'll have partly cloudy skies with a high of 82 degrees. It is still 68 at the beach and here at BJ 105.
Wouldn't want anybody hurt racing out to see Eric. Right
where is he? Careful.
He's at Peaches now. Okay. He takes the term rolling box office literally. He's just constantly on the move. You can catch up with him, banging on the window. Eric, give me tickets to Baby Boom, okay? Oh, we had a good time yesterday. We went out to the Sheraton Maitland. Bill was there just before he got into the plane to head to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Karen, you were there. Terry was there. We're talking about Chocolate Fantasy, and it all went to the benefit of the National Kidney Foundation. We had a great time out there. Wanted to thank David Garcia, young David.
He listens to us.
Yeah, he listens apparently all the time because he's naming off. Yeah, I listen to the Breakfast Bunch. I listen to the Top 8 at 8. John Summers, Affection Connection. Casey Kasem in Top 40. The Golden Diamond Swords commercials.
He was very enthusiastic, but you know, we would have never gotten through that relay contest where, like, I eat a chocolate bar, I tap you on the shoulder, you eat a chocolate bar, whoever.
Oh, don't even make me think about it.
I would never have gotten through that if it hadn't been for the little drink of water that he brought me.
Yeah, David Garcia, thanks for that.
I'm the one that had to pop Reese's Pieces, throw them up in the air. And
yeah, they had what they call the Choc Olympics for the media, and they had like three events. They had a relay race where each one of us had to eat a candy bar. Then they had the Reese's Pieces, throw it up in the air and catch it in your mouth competition.
I'd like a recount.
You did 11. That was pretty good. But
finally, the all the chocolate you can stuff in your face contest. And we didn't win any of those.
No, we didn't.
Congrats to our good friends from Channel 6, Bob Sokola and the bunch. They won two of them. So I guess they're the Choc Olympic champions for 1987. Wear that mantle well, boys, will you? And talk about competition. We've got another one of our stupid contests on tap here.
Stupid.
And you know, just because Bill Cross is out in San Francisco having a good time with the PM Magazine winners doesn't mean he doesn't have to do a little work this week. He's going to help us out with our contests. Our contests are going bi-coastal. I know I shouldn't use that. I should be careful about using
that. Is that legal in this state?
I should be careful about using the prefix bi when talking about San Francisco. But I think we got Bill Cross on the phone. Bill, are you there?
Good morning, Orlando. Bill Cross, the Breakfast Bunch, very much on the road this morning from San Francisco.
Yeah.
I haven't been to sleep yet, Alan.
You haven't?
I'll be honest with you.
What's the problem?
Well, you know, we were doing the Chocolate Fantasy yesterday, the Sheraton Maitland, and Piedmont did a great job getting me out here, and the people at the Chancellor Hotel where I'm staying have just been marvelous. But having to do this contest, I haven't been to bed yet. And then I get here, I find out I got to share a room with Bob Goslin. Yeah, you know, the goose?
Yeah.
And he snores.
Oh.
So I haven't had any sleep at all.
Oh.
So let's do our first contest. This is kind of exciting. All week long, we're going to be doing bi-coastal contests.
Yeah.
I'm going to be running a contest, as always, but I'm running it from San Francisco. And so for the first time, I believe, anywhere, we're going to play the exciting game, Guess What's In My Pocket in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I've taken an object, obviously small enough to fit into my pants pocket,
wearing
a pair of great corduroys, and they're in my left pocket right now. So go ahead. Call BJ105, and you'll win just fabulous. Alan, tell them what prizes they're going to win.
Well, Bill, we've got the fabulous San Francisco prize package on the line here. If you can guess what's in Bill's pocket, you're going to win a Huey Lewis album, you're going to win a BJ105, the number one hit music station t-shirt, and, well, the reason for all the extra security in the building this morning, a box of Rice-A-Roni. If you want to guess what's in Bill Cross's pocket way out there in San Francisco, yes, Karen?
Last night he told me it was Coit Tower, so don't anybody guess that because I know it's not true.
Well, that's kind of a euphemism he uses for something else, but we won't get into that.
Oh, I get it now. Thank you.
If you want to guess what's in Bill's pocket, call us, 424-HITS or 1-800-26-BJ-105.
I'm Jessica Hahn.
Already in touch with the future.
BJ-105 traffic brought to you by Air Orlando. Be your own pilot. Begin learning how to fly with Air Orlando's $20 discovery flight. Call Air Orlando at 896-0721. Located at the Orlando Executive Airport.
I-4 westbound, slow and go from the Maitland Expressway through Lee Road, of course. Other than that, still no traffic action, but watch out for the patches of ground fog. I'm Karen Sheldon. It's 7:15.
And by the roll of the timpani, we know that it's high time we announce the BJ-105 Free Money Song of the Day. It's Didn't We Almost Have It All by Whitney Houston. There you go, the BJ-105 Free Money Song of the Day. Whitney Houston, Didn't We Almost Have It All. All you got to do is know the title and artist of that song the next time we play it. You'll be caller 15. We'll be proud to give you $1,000 from BJ-105, the number one hit music station. BJ-105 Breakfast Bunch, good morning to you. We got 7:23 on a kind of a foggy morning, so be careful. Keep the low beams on if you're out on the roadways this morning. Alan Spector along with Karen Sheldon. Terry Fox helping us out to a great extent this morning. Doing a fabulous job, Terry.
Thank you.
Because, of course, Terry kind of filling in for Bill Cross, leaving us a little shorthanded as Bill visits San Francisco with the PM Magazine trip winners. But Bill is still with us. He's still working this morning. We're doing the world's first bi-coastal contest. Yes, we're guessing what's in Bill Cross's pocket in San Francisco.
How about a rubber ball?
A rubber ball. Bill?
No, that's not
a rubber ball. Thanks for trying.
Thank you.
Hi, BJ-105. Time to guess what's in Bill's pocket.
Hey, I think Bill has a little package of peanuts left over from his flight.
Good guess, Bill.
No, you're very cold. Very cold.
Bill says no. Thanks for trying.
Okay.
Hi, BJ-105. Time to guess what's in Bill's pocket.
Okay, I'd like to guess the top of a woman's bikini.
Oh!
I'd like to guess that, too. Just for the fun of it. I don't think that would fit in Bill's pocket. Well, some of the bikinis I've seen lately might. Bill?
No,
Bill says that's
not
it. Thanks for trying.
All right, bye-bye.
Hi, BJ-105. Time to guess what's in Bill's pocket.
Yeah, would it happen to be his room key?
His room key. That might be in his pocket, but it's not what we're looking for. Can you tell me the phrase it pays?
J105, the number one hit music station.
Ah, keep trying there. We're guessing what's in Bill's pocket out in San Francisco. And if you think you know, you can give us a call at 424-HITS, 1-800-26-BJ-105. Remember this lady, Karen? We were talking about her a few days ago. Cicciolina.
Oh, yeah.
She's the Italian porn star turned lawmaker. What a combination. She's been evicted from Jerusalem's Wailing Wall just hours after Israeli officials revoked her work permit.
Causing a little too much wailing there?
I guess. The stripper and blue movie actress who was elected to Italy's parliament in June was accused of performing a lewd act during a nightclub appearance.
Aww.
On the more up-and-up side of showbiz news, two songwriters have written a tune to celebrate the rescue of an 18-month-old girl from a well in Midland, Texas. One of the songwriters, Weldon Potter, says money from the song will go to the family of Jessica McClure, 58 Hours to Jessica is already being played on country music stations in the Midland area.
That's nice.
Yes, isn't it? Karen, you got anything nice going on over there?
Not really. Rest in time for Halloween, another scary day on Wall Street.
Ooh.
Also, Feeding the Hungry in Orlando and the U.S.-Russian summit may not happen. Also, the cars died the death of 1,000 screams last night in Minneapolis, so now I gotta buy Bill and Ellen lunch at Miller.
Oh, boy.
Details coming up at 7:50. We'll have a traffic update in just a minute. The weather forecast calls for patchy fog this morning. It's on the lift now. Partly cloudy with a high of 82 this afternoon. 68 degrees at the beach, 69 at BJ 105.
If you're looking for a new Halloween, you just want to go where Dracula goes.
I'm going to Monster Mania at this Stouffer Resort.
And what are your party plans, Frankenstein? Stouffer who? A howling good time, right, Wolfman? DJ 105 and the Stouffer Orlando Resort present Monster Mania. The only Halloween party in Orlando with the real Universal Studios horror movie monsters. Have your picture taken with them. Even more frightening, see the DJ 105 radio personalities, including the Breakfast Bunch.
The best costume wins a trip to the Stouffer Grand Beach Resort in the Virgin Islands. Enjoy a pumpkin carving contest. Two live bands playing in the atrium. For the kids, a costume contest. Safe trick-or-treating. Even babysitting by advance registration.
All that plus a special room rate so you won't have to drive home.
Halloween night, it's Monster Mania at the Stouffer Orlando Resort, neighbor to SeaWorld.
For more details, call 351-5555.
Sweet.
The Breakfast Bunch. Bananas did not warn you. On BJ 105, the number one hit music station.
105.
Here at First Bank, we offer checks in 5 million and 3 styles and colors. This is our executive collection. Pinstripe checks with cufflinks in the corners and a tie on the back.
You look like you'd be interested in our checks that feature various vacation motifs. This is called Miami Nice. 2 pink flamingos and a baby flamingo in front of a plate of lobster.
At NCMB National Bank, we personalize something more important than showing.
Calling and telephone message systems just got a brand new name. Gen Com is now Pactel Paging. Now for the finest in beepers, pagers, and computerized answering service, call Pactel Paging.
I-4 westbound stop and go from 436 through the Fairbanks curves, but we have no accidents. It's 744. I'm Karen Sheldon.
It's a beautiful...